Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. Each week, this show offers pragmatic and purposeful tools for healing, personal growth, empowerment, and connection in your now. Demystify the mystical with your host Dee, as she brings you practical spirituality.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me on this lovely Monday. Welcome to Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. I am your host, Dee, coming to you from the beautiful tropical island of St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. It's kind of a rainy day down here, which for us is a break from the norm, and we're always truly grateful to see the rain come and grace us with its presence. I want to quick remind you about our website. You can always check out www.nowagewellness.com for upcoming happenings. If you want to be first to be in the know about classes, workshops, retreats, etc., sign up for the mailing list. Yeah, it's right there on the website. Super quick and easy. Won't take much of your time. And I also want to remind you about Wednesday Wisdom, our social media oracle card fun. Yeah, giving you a little extra boost during the middle of the week. So check that out on Wednesdays as well. And that will be on Facebook. So coming to this topic, I'm having trouble getting through my intro stuff here, the things I need to remind you of to be a good radio show host, because I'm truly excited about talking about our topic today. It does come from a few of our listeners. Yeah. And their questions. You guys are always welcome to send me your questions at www.nowagewellness.com, and you can click the contact us link or just email info@nowagewellness.com. But today we are talking about manifestation. And it's something that when I say, I almost roll my eyes a little bit, and I'm guessing you do too, because there has been so much talk about it. But even with all of the talk, some of the pieces have been missing. You know, they haven't quite told us everything. And so there are a lot of us who are out there with, you know, tremendous amounts of frustration, because while we may accept that we are the co-creators of our reality, that we're getting what we ask for, that we're getting what we put out, we're frustrated that the world doesn't reflect what we truly want. So today we are going to talk about manifestation, what it is, how it's done, and a couple of really common questions that come up in our very short 30-minute show here. So first things first, manifestation really hit the scene with creation of The Secret. Yeah, I'm not even sure what to call it, if it's a movie. I just remember the DVD being out. That's how long ago it was. We were buying DVDs back then, right? And how much it captured everyone's imagination and spoke to them. And then it was maybe 8 months later, you started seeing people's frustration. Yeah, so The Secret, the movie, tells us that we can create anything. We can bring it into reality with our thoughts. Because this is 100% true. This is absolutely true. When we are sending out thoughts, we are sending electromagnetic signals out into the universe with what it is we want to attract to us. Yeah? It's like your brain is a little antenna sending out the radio signal. It's going to hit its target and then come on back. Yeah. The things they don't tell us is that it takes a little bit more than just imagining it in your mind. Yeah. So, for example, according to The Secret, if you think it, therefore it is. And yes, this is true. But guys, here's the thing. If you are wanting to manifest something in your life, when you sit down to visualize it, yeah, and if you have trouble with visualization, just use the word imagination, because that tends to soften it for people, take away the stigma. So when you sit down to imagine the life that you want to lead, the thing that you're trying to draw in, you have to pay attention to the other signals you are sending out as well. Yeah. So it's not just that image you're sending out to the universe. While you are sitting there creating that image for yourself, you have feelings that come up. You have other thoughts that come up. And the world is receiving all of those. Yeah. So if you are imagining yourself having a new car that you love, if at the same time you are thinking, I'll never be able to afford it, that is going to come true as well. Yeah, and it's going to become almost annoying in the sense that you're going to see the car over and over again because you've asked to see the car, right? You're going to start walking down the street and there it is. That's the one you want. You're going to open a magazine. That's the one you want. And every time that same thought of, but you can't afford it, is going to come up. Why? Because that's what you told the world you wanted. So you imagined it in your head, the image of what it is, and you brought up the feeling of not being able to afford it. So those two things are coming back to you together, right? So here's the other piece. Your feelings matter. Your feelings are equally as magnetic, if not more so. There's a very famous quote that I love that says your thoughts are electric and your feelings are magnetic, right? All of those things are drawing back to you what it is you've set out to manifest. Yeah. So maybe I should back up for a second, because even before we start imagining, guys, you have to get very, very clear on what it is you want. This is not a place where you can really be wishy-washy and then be upset and it doesn't show up, right? So, for example, I was given one of the greatest lessons many years ago about specificity. And so when you've gotten to that point, you now want to let go, right? So once you let go, you release your attachment to it. Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like going to see if your neighbor's home. Yeah. Because you need to borrow a cup of sugar and ringing the doorbell. And then imagine incessantly ringing the doorbell over and over and over and over and over again. When we are trying to manifest, that is what many of us do, yeah? We show up, we ring the doorbell, and then we're like, I'm not sure if the world heard me, so I'm going to ask again. I'm asking over and over again. And so often you are so busy ringing the doorbell that you can't see what is showing up your house. Yeah, you don't see what's already coming. So there comes a point where you sit down and you imagine it and you send your electrical signals out there, and then you have to allow it to happen. You have to allow the world, you have to allow the universe, you have to allow the angels a chance to arrange all the pieces. Yeah, you have to give them a chance to go into the universal warehouse of all that is and pick out the thing that's going to be best for what you're asking. Yeah? So often, I watch people ask for something very specific. And when it shows up, they don't answer the door. Because they're too busy focusing on creating it. So this is something you want to ask yourself. Are you able to receive? Or is the idea that once you've received it, you're not going to know what to do holding you back? And if it is, that's an easy fix, right? That's just let go. It's simple. Take a big deep breath, let it go, and allow the world to bring it to you. Allow the process to happen. Another thing that happens all the time that I see a really lot is during that period where you get to let go, where you've put in your order Yeah, think of it like Amazon. You've ordered your book, and it's that time that happens between whatever happens behind the scenes for Amazon. It's the time that shifts between when they're going to find the book, contacting the right warehouse, telling them where to send it, packaging it up. What is it you do during that time? Guys, 100%, it is hugely, massively important that you stay in your body. So whatever that means for you, if that's taking a walk regularly, if that's taking dance class regularly, if that's doing a little bit of yoga, if that's simply stretching in the morning, whatever it is important for you to keep all of your energy here. Yeah, and at minimum, it's got to be 80%. Why is that? Because in the universe at large, in the multiverse at large, we have all of these layers. We have many different options of timelines. We have many different options of dimension. We have many different options of time grid. And the universe, the multiverse, those who are taking our order need to know where to send it. Right? It would be like placing an order saying, I want it sent to a P.O. box and not telling them where. It may be ordered and up and waiting for you in Sri Lanka, but you happen to be here, the East Virgin Islands. How are you going to get there to get it? So it may be showing up in another dimension. How do you get here? You keep yourself grounded and present in your here and now, right? Put your feet on the earth. Connect to the trees. Connect to nature around you. Do what it is that makes you feel like you're in your body, ultimate frisbee. Like, there's no judgment here, guys. It doesn't matter, but it has to be the thing that keeps you feeling present in your body and in your here and now. Because if you are not present, the world will not know where your signal is. It will not know where to send it back. Right? So that is of huge importance. And I see it happen all the time. And it happens a lot in the form of worry and fear. We're saying, I've placed my order and now I'm going. And it's going to take 6 months to get here, right? Not unusual for something like this to happen because time is a creation of man, right? We've put ourselves in this linear sort of situation and then we get angry when it doesn't work out for us. So in the cosmos, in the greater sense, time does not have the same linear experience that we expect it to here. So in our human world, in this practical reality, it's going to take 6 months for that thing to show up, that thing that we ordered, that thing that we're calling in. And in that 6 months, we get to choose how we spend it. Are we spending it in worry and fear and anxiety, all of these things that take us out of our body? Or are we spending it in joyful celebration of what is around us right now? Do we spend it curiously experiencing our everyday? These are things that keep us present. So you get a choice because, guys, that worry, that fear, that anxiety actually prevents what it is you're calling in from showing up. So, yes, this does require an element of trust with the world around you. Yes, this does require an element of trust that it hears you, that your order is placed, that it is conspiring to do everything it can to make you happy. And guys, that is how the world exists. Let me cut any suspense. That is absolutely 100% what happens. It is only we who can get in the way of allowing that to happen. So, we've been working on being specific. We've been working on being in our body. And we've been working on allowing. These are all of huge importance when it comes to manifestation. I also want to give you guys one of my favorite things when it comes to manifesting. Yeah. And that is the phrase, this or something better, right? So be specific about what you like. And then at the end, always allow the world to have a better way. Because remember, when we are manifesting from our very limited perspective of, I have to pay my rent next month, I need to manifest $500. Yeah, I know. If your rent's $500, you're pretty lucky, right? But here I am, and I have to manifest $500. Why would you place the limitation at $500 when you can say, I need to pay my rent, I need to manifest $500 or something better? Yeah, or something more. So now you can suddenly manifest $1,000 and you've got 2 months' rent. But if you are so specific and saying, I need to manifest $500 on Friday, September 3rd at 6 p.m., you've placed all kinds of limitations on it. And guys, limitation is not where manifestation occurs. It is an expansive experience. It is an experience that comes from being in the land of infinite possibility. I want to address one question that came up from one of our listeners, and it's super important, and I think it's relevant to everybody who's trying to manifest and finding themselves having a little bit of trouble with it. The question was, why is it easy to manifest some things and really difficult to manifest others? And so I had to ask a little bit further. I had to ask a little bit deeper and say, what is it for you? Because the answer is different for everyone on this one, guys. But what is it for you that is easy to manifest, and what is it that's hard? And the answer came that the small things are easy to manifest. Yeah. This particular person works in a restaurant. My daily tips are easy to manifest. Right. It's easy to bring in the things that are on a day-to-day level. But I'm having trouble manifesting $1 million because that seems big. And guys, right in that response is the answer this person was seeking. Because something seems small to them, they have very little attachment to it, right? All of a sudden, there is not the dire consequence of the world is going to end, or I'm not going to be able to live my purpose if I don't meet this. Right? So we can tell already that when it comes to the smaller things, this person is able to let go a little bit. They're able to walk in and say, I want to make $200 in tips today. And then they go forth and they see what happens. They go into their day fully present with curiosity about bringing that in. On the other hand, we have to start asking questions like, what kind of person would you be bringing in $1 million? If you had $1 million, what would you do with $1 million if you had it? What would you do if you were making $25,000 a month? Right? And the answers to these questions will reveal to you what it is that's holding you back. For so many people, there is the idea that if you have money, you're no longer a good person, right? Because the poor people have heart and the rich people are cruel and selfish and withholding, right? Other things that commonly come up are, I don't deserve it. I only deserve things that I have to work hard for, and life has to be hard work. Guys, that's not actually true. That's a choice that you are choosing to live. It's one that many of us are taught, especially if we were born to working class adults in, you know, the last 50 or 60 years. It's all about the hard work. And if you didn't sweat for it, then you can't really have it. Yeah. So how many of you were growing up, you know, wanting to win the lottery, but thinking that that's not really something that happens? That's not how people exist in the world, because they didn't earn it. Or how many of you feel like something could be taken away from you if you didn't work really hard for it. So when you're manifesting, the world hears all of that. They're saying, okay, they want $1 million, but they want it to be really hard to get there. What do you think's going to happen? Give you the hard stuff. So this comes down to being a matter of clearing out mental and emotional things that are getting in the way of your manifestation. Yeah, guys, that's exactly what we started the conversation, saying yes, absolutely, visualize it. But pay attention to what you're feeling while that happens, because that is going to show up along with whatever it is that you're calling in. Right? So keeping clear on that mental, emotional layer is of hugely importance in allowing things to come into physical form. So what are some ways that you can do that? How can you stay clear? Because this is all pretty normal for things to pop up. Why? Because manifestation and abundance and money are some of our greatest tools of learning about ourselves, of learning about our soul, of calling in the experiences our soul has set out to have. Yeah. So I often come back to writing with this. Guys, journaling is one of the best tools that doesn't cost you anything, right? So when you're sitting down and trying to manifest, go ahead and jot down. Just let your brain, heart, spirit, intellect dump out everything that's coming up, yeah? Notice if it's the feeling of not being good enough. Notice if you are attaching heartache to it. Notice if you are just simply thinking that'll never happen, right? Because all of this is part of the formula that you are manifesting, that you are sending out into the universe. Another really great thing for me has been Reiki training. Because I can't say enough good things about it when it comes to what it is you want to bring into your life. Right around Reiki level 2, you start clearing out your emotional and mental baggage. Yeah, the things that aren't serving you, that you don't need, that are getting in the way. And all of a sudden, when you free that layer up, it's easy passage all the way down to your physical body, all the way down to your physical world. And then for those of you who take Reiki training with me, you guys know that we layer your master symbol and the distance symbol so that as soon as you think it, it happens. But you have to be in a place where you've gone ahead and done the inner work, where you've cleared everything out, because as soon as you think it, it'll happen, right? So good or bad. So there is a level of internal work that is required for you to see the results of the manifestation in the way that you want, right? So again, guys, this physical reality that we co-create, that we choose to live in, is not our enemy. It is our tool to spirituality. It is the path of spiritual expression. It is the path of learning about ourselves to be the best possible contribution we can to the world. And this is true of how our manifestation comes as well. Yeah. So to sum it up, guys, be specific, but also allow freedom for the world to do something better. In your body, eat healthy things, do things that make you feel good, right? Do the things that keep you present so that when your item shows up, you can receive it. Yeah. And then work on clearing out the mental and emotional layers of yourself. And allow so that when what shows up knocks on the door, the music of your inner dialogue isn't too loud for you to hear the knock and you can go answer it. Guys, that's it. That's the end of our program. It's been a half hour already. If you are interested, check out more at www.nowagewellness.com, and I'll talk to you next Monday.
Are you tired of feeling stuck? Are you ready to feel healthy, clear, and grounded? Is it time to feel like yourself again? Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of Best American Healers. If you answered yes to any of the questions that I just asked, nowagewellness.com can help. Danita Nicole, also known as Dee, is a spiritually based healing practitioner who founded Now Age Wellness. Dee has trained under master teachers to perfect her healing techniques. I personally recommend Dee if you are looking to reclaim yourself in more ways than one. Learn more about Dee's services at nowagewellness.com and let your healing begin.